to judgment and deliver you up, be not anxious beforehand what ye shall speak. But whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye. For it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Spirit. What they were talking about and what they were explaining and teaching wasn't their words. It was from the Holy Spirit. Luke makes a similar claim in writing Acts in Acts chapter 5. When the apostles, some of the apostles there were being chastised for preaching Christ Jesus, he says, we ought to speak what God, paraphrasing what he says there, we ought to speak what God is telling us to do and speak and teach. It is not my words that I am speaking here again, but God is speaking through me. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 4 there on Pentecost, there and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. There are many things in the Bible that I wish I could have witnessed with my own eyes. The day of Pentecost would be one of those things if I could go back in time. And to see this scene right here that Luke is giving to us, as the apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit and were able to speak in tongues, and the multitude of nations of people that were gathered there at that time, each heard them in their own language. That didn't quite work. Just like that. They spoke as the Spirit gave them utterance, and they heard them in their own language. What a magnificent scene that would be to see. But here is Luke's recording for us. The Spirit gave them utterance. It wasn't their words, but what the Spirit directed them to speak. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 is a great passage to start to explain to people that the Bible is from God. But what if that's not enough to convince someone? Could we look through these scriptures and others here we'll look at here in just a moment and see that Paul is not the only one that makes this single claim to Timothy? He makes it to the Corinthians. He makes it to the Galatians, the apostles there, to this multitude of nations. And Mark makes that similar claim as well. What other examples could we give in teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, that it is the gospel from God? Consider with me here in Matthew chapter 10 and verses 19 and 20. But when they deliver you up, similar to what Mark is talking about here in just a moment ago, we read, be not anxious how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak. And he adds here, but the Spirit of your Father that speaketh in you. God, the Spirit of the Father speaketh in you. He is making these claims. He is teaching through you. These are not your words. Our minds don't work the same as God's. We, mankind, could have not come up with this plan and it unfold exactly how we planned. How many plans do you make that never work out? If you're like me, none of them. But God, before the foundation of the world, had this all planned out. And it is unfolding exactly how he wants it to. How he has planned it and laid it out. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. Paul to the Thessalonians said, and for this cause we also thank God without ceasing, that when ye received from us the word of the message, even the word of God, ye accepted it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which also worketh in you that believe. Here's the key. You accepted, you Thessalonians, you accepted it not as the word of man. In 2017, it is just the opposite here. You accepted it not as the word of God, but as the word of man. That's the world that we live in today. The Bible is an afterthought to people. It collects dust and is a paperweight more than anything else for many. These words are to these Thessalonians here. They accepted it, what the teaching and the message what they heard. They accepted it as the Word of God. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 11, Peter has this to say concerning the claim of the Scriptures being inspired, searching what time or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did point unto, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that should follow him. The prophets of old not only searched for the exact time and the manner and the quality of the time when the Savior would come. They were told of the Messiah's coming, but they were never told of the details of when or anything else. And Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12 that they looked for and earnestly desiring the coming of the Lord. They searched to see what exact time and manner the Savior was coming. When it testified beforehand. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 16, beginning. Rather lengthy reading here, but read this. Turn with me to read 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 16. For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received